This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, we continue with a description of the Antichrist. What will he really be like? Part 2 is Dr. Davis.
Not only will he be a charismatic leader or a good-looking person, he will be clever. Daniel chapter 7, verse 8 says he has eyes like the eyes of a man. And this refers to the Antichrist's ability or his intellect. We can assume that he will apply intellect to solving the massive problems existing during the tribulation. He will be very politically savvy. Daniel 8, verse 25 says, many are killed as a result of a covenant of peace he makes with Israel. So under the disguise of peace, he elevates himself over the kingdoms of this world. So we know he's going to be politically savvy. We know he's going to be clever. We know he's going to be a cultic leader also. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25 pictures the Antichrist as a cultic leader. He will speak out against God, and he will seek to change times and law, a reference to his growing influence over the lives of millions. The Antichrist will attempt to erase all vestiges of the presence of God, much like Marxism and socialism is trying to erase the history of the U.S. at this present point by destroying monuments, rewriting history. The Antichrist will attempt to erase all vestiges of the presence of God. He will attempt to elevate himself to the position of God on earth and make pronouncements as a deity, seeking to receive the worship of the world. And if you remember this, we read this verse a couple sessions ago, but I will read it again. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 4, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God and that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Very similar to Antiochus Epiphanes. If you remember, Antiochus Epiphanes defiled the altar in the temple, and the picture of Antiochus Epiphanes is very similar to what the Antichrist will be. In Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, it says, all who dwell upon the earth shall worship him. He will unite politics and religion and create the ultimate false religion where he will be the head of the church. But not only will he be clever, not only will he be charismatic, not only will he be cultic, he will be cruel. And Daniel chapter 7, verses 23 and 25 tell us about that. He will devour the whole earth and shall tread it down and break it into pieces. This depicts the cruelty of the beast. Those who put their faith in Christ during the tribulation will feel his wrath. That is why I implored you in our last time together to say that the time to accept salvation, the time to surrender ourselves to Christ is now, not during the great tribulation. He will wear them down through continual persecution. He will wear people down through continual persecution. In various places in Scripture, we learn about the Antichrist and what he will do to believers. In Revelation chapter 15, he'll kill a third of them. In Zechariah 14, we know he'll try to conquer the city of Jerusalem. In Revelation 13, he will slaughter a number of Gentiles. And in Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, he will persecute the saints of the Most High.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.